more you get to know him, the sweeter he is. And the better it is. Amen. Lord God, Father, we thank you for tonight. We thank you, Lord, for the people that have come out just to hear your word, Lord God. We pray, Father, that you just bless them in a mighty way. Give them a listening ear just to hear what thus said the Lord. I pray, Lord, that you just move self out of the way. Let your spirit and your anointing take control. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Tonight, the message is being entangled again. Amen. Be not entangled again. In order for you to be again, you have to be entangled in the first place. Yeah, yeah. Amen. But thank be to God that Jesus has set us free. Yeah. Amen. He loosed us in from every bondage, from every entanglement. Yeah. Amen. So again means that we were once entangled, but Christ has freed us from the bondage of the world. Yeah. But here we are again. Amen. Here we are again. Amen. So apparently, we must have been entangling ourselves, amen, in ways that we are not to, while the Lord, amen, is having this message tonight. Somebody need to hear this. Amen. A couple of weeks ago, my brother Edward, amen, he preached on breaking the chains. Amen. Remember? Breaking the chains of the depression and breaking the chains of suicide attempts and breaking the chain of sickness. Right. Amen. Well, et cetera, et cetera. Well, tonight is almost like, you ever seen a movie where they shows you the movie, and then part two of the movie is actually going to be part one. Amen. And they go back and they show you how you got into that position.
Yes.
Amen. But tonight is almost like they show you how you got into the position again. Why? You caused to be entangled again. Yes. Amen. Amen. Well, how do we get into that point? How we got to that point? The reason is we have connected ourselves to the world system.
Yeah.
Amen. We see all what's going on out in the world. So many crimes and so many shooting. It's pretty bad when you can go in the hospital and shoot a doctor up because he didn't like the operation he performed. Amen. And the nurse and stuff. That's how bad things have gotten. He shut up a school and he shut up some people because he didn't like the color of their skin. Amen. So the world has just gone crazy. It's been crazy, but it seems like it's getting crazier.
Yes.
The Bible says the wicked is going to get wicked.
Yes.
More wicked. The rich get richer, the poor get poorer, the wicked get even wickeder. Amen. So we are not going to be shocked or surprised when these things happen. It just reminds us that there's a God that sits in heaven. Amen. And he sees all, and he's trying to let us know that we ought to walk according to his ways. Amen. Because time is short. So we want the world's good. See, when we attach ourselves to this world system, what happens is that we want the world's good. We want to be in the world fashion. Amen. We want the world's way of doing things instead of God's way of doing things. Amen? Amen. You know, 20 years ago, amen, you were a regular Jesus fan. You got a hole in it, and then folks would talk about you. Amen. Today, we're with a hole. A couple of holes in it. It's the fashion. Amen. It's the style. Amen. See? And so now we involve ourselves in the sense that nothing against it. Amen. Nothing against it. I'm no shame. Showing how we get involved in
And so God had to find a way to get it out of us.
Yeah.
Amen. And so it has come through trials, amen, and tribulation.
Yeah.
Amen. Certain things are comes upon us. Amen. You may say, well, no, I'm not a cussing man. But yes, in a situation of trade, you start cussing people out.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah, but you swear, but no, that was not true. Yes, that was you. Because it brought it out of you.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
You say you're not a jealous person. Amen. Let them inspire yourself. Let this boss come home and say something. You know, oh, you know, sister, so and so, that's a medical system. Just going to say somebody. This German soul say something to me. You know, all of a sudden, 50 million questions. But, you know, what did she say? How did she say? What did you say? Amen. Was it your fault? Did you say something wrong and she said what she said? Amen.
Yes.
And we fall into all these kind of traps and snares. Amen. So the word is telling us we are, the Bible tells us that we are in this world, but we're not of it. We're in this world, but we're not of it. We don't, we are more like the aliens. Amen. We just here temporary.
Right.
Amen. After a while, we go to Zumba.
Yep.
Just like you see Star Trek.
Yep.
Bible says when Jesus comes and he drives that sky. Amen. We just go be zoomed up. Go be caught up in the air. Amen.
Yeah.
To meet them in the air. We already died. Amen. And we shall dead. Amen. We shall raise up and be caught up in the air.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
So it says that another scripture says, Be not conformed, Romans 12:2, to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Yeah.
Be not conformed to this world, Romans 12:2, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
We cannot or must not be conformed to this world. Amen.
Amen.
We cannot be conformed to this world. We must allow our mind to be transformed.
Yeah.
Our mentality, our minds, our conscience cannot be like how the world is.
Yeah.
Amen. We can't think like how we think. We must think godly thoughts.
Amen.
Amen. We ought to act Christ-like.
Yeah.
Amen. So, and most of it comes with the renewing of the mind.
Amen.
And we still carry that carnal mind, amen, that we will have carnal actions. And so the word tells us that we must renew this mind.
Yeah.
Renew it in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
We can be conformed to this world, but be transformed by renewing of the mind.
Yeah.
Galatians 4. This is Galatians 4. Turn to the Galatians 5. Galatians 4. The fourth chapter. And 8th verse. Says, how be it then, when you knew not God, you did service unto them which by nature are no gods. But now, after you have known God, or rather are known of God, how turn ye again to the weak and beggarly elements, whereunto ye desire again to be in bondage. Why? He has set us free from those things. From those attitudes.
Amen.
From those actions. From relationships. But yet still, he sets us free from it. We turn around. Amen. Because we have adopted us in the world system. And we re-entangled ourselves in it again. And so we say, why? He said, after you know God, why do you want to turn to the weak and bend elements? Whereunto you desire, not only that, you desire again to be in bondage. But that is, that's because you watch so much of television and you watch these award shows and these, all these music and all that. See, and all of a sudden the mind going back in the corner of mind, and now you desire now, amen, to be back in the same position. I may not see you, the pastor may not see you, but God sees you creeping. Amen. He sees you sneaking out the back door. Amen. He sees you in the back of the club in the corner. You're not there witnessing. You're there because the desire is coming back. Watch this. I say that you observe days and months and times and years instead of letting God guide your life. You break out a newspaper and start to read the day hour scope, trying to use that as a guy. I'm a Libra. I'm a Scorpio. I'm a Aries. I begin to use these things, amen, to guide your life. Every day you get up and you read it. What does it say today? I'm going to be a bad person or a great person. I'm going to win the lottery. Amen. And all of a sudden, now that is the tip of your mind. And you begin to guide your life based upon the stuff, based upon the Ouija board, based upon on earth, on God's things. Yeah. Amen. And so the Lord said, don't be entangled again in these things, because He has set you free from it. Amen. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and your mind and your soul. Learn to be satisfied with what He gives you.
Amen.
Amen. He gives you. Amen. Like the prophet said earlier, is anybody lack anything? Amen. You lack anything, write it down. You can take it to the Lord in prayer.
Yeah.
Amen. And He'll answer. That's He's going to give it to you, but He'll answer. Might be a yes, it might be a no. But it says that, you know, you affirm these things. Amen. You see, the whole, amen, world of stuff when it comes down to Halloween time, the whole world, you know, having a good time, involved in that. Amen. But you just can't stay home and pray. Amen. You have to entangle yourself in it. You have to go in on and dress up into these, you know, funny costumes. Amen. You know, and do it and stuff. And notice that you have to be careful.
Yeah.
Amen. Don't just be no demonic looking stuff. No. He didn't call us to that.
Right, right.
Amen. I tell you, don't trust him for anything. I'm just pointing out, you know, the ones that really into the demonic side of it. You know, the ghosts and the goblins and the scary and all this stuff. Amen. He has delivered us from these things.
Amen.
Amen. I wonder why we bring fear about even on the very children. It can bring fear to them. Because, amen, you're already praying the mentality of these ghosts and goblins and stuff. I understand it may appear to be innocent. But trust me, when it comes to the devil, nothing is innocent. He's working in the background somewhere along the line. He's always working against us. Amen. He never sleeps. He talks to us every day, day and night. Amen. Just like our Holy Ghost does. Devil talks to you day and night too. Amen. It's a matter of who you decide to serve. The Bible says, choose each day who you're going to serve. Amen. Whether you're going to serve righteousness or unrighteousness. Every day you wake up, you have a choice. Who you're going to serve, God or the devil? The Bible says, whoever you choose that day, that's who you're worshiping that day. Amen. We can't be entangled in this yoke of bondage. Amen. You can't be caught up in the affairs of this life that Jesus has freed us from the things of His world. But somehow we have become forgetful. We have become unappreciative. No zeal. Have lost our fire. Because it's even no renewing of the mind. And when you attack yourself back to the world system, there's no fire in you for the Lord. Nor for the Lord's things. Amen. Amen. More now for the world and the world action, the world thinking, and the world fashion, and the world style. Amen. No fire for the Lord is there. Can't get to attend to nothing that's godly. Amen. Because you probably stay home and watch something that's ungodly. Amen. Amen. But somehow we have so become unappreciative and laxative. So much unto ourselves that we even forget that Jesus is coming back. We don't even hear that preach no more. And that's how the enemy is getting the people. He's getting so caught up that they forget that Jesus is coming back. Yeah. And the Bible says he's coming back for a red church without spot or wrinkle. Yeah. Amen. The Lord's trying to prepare us. He says, come on, my people. Come on. Straighten up. Amen. Straighten up. Amen. Straighten up. Cast down those things and stuff that's not pleasing to God. And look towards heaven. Yeah. Seek him. Amen. As if it's the last man on earth. Yeah. Because he's soon to come. His very day is a day closer than the day before. Yeah. And he's warning us all the time to tell us. Amen. Amen. I don't think he can preach like this, but I get because the pastor prophesied over me and says, I'm going to spirit of John the Baptist. And you know what his message was? Repent and be baptized. Yeah. Repent. Amen. For the coming of the Lord. Yeah. Amen. That love is telling us today that being entangled again in those yokes. Don't be entangled. Amen. And set yourself free from it. Seeking, because how can he get to use you if you're entangled that way? Your mind is wrapped up. We have to free this mind.
Yes.
So it says, we don't even hear that preacher anymore because the devil has done a good job of making us forget this and thinking this is all about life. This is life. Mm. This is all life is. Mm. Amen. Jennifer, go to work and go back home, amen, and, you know, do what you want to do. You know, be free if you want to do. Amen. We're not even thinking about God no more. It's all about life. The world is changing so fast. It's changing so bad, trying to get you to forget who God really is.
Yeah.
Amen. The pastor spoke everything about your identity. Yeah. Amen. Don't even know who you are anymore.
Yeah.
No identity, amen. You have to identify yourself with the world. World don't know you. The world know you. Amen. But the Spirit of God don't know you because you're fashioning yourself just like the world. You talk like them, you look like them, walk like them. Amen. Can't tell no different. Nothing apart. Amen. When you begin to speak to folks, they should know that you belong to God because your conversation is not the same. Amen. It's
amen.
Your conversation is pure, holy, and righteous.
Amen.
Amen. Your conversation is different from the world conversation. Your action is different. You ought to ask the question. Why are you not doing to the borrower? Why are you not doing this here? Why are you not doing and it gives you the opportunity for your talent? Why? Because you're a child of the living God and you have set yourself apart from those things. You don't live for Christ's kingdom. That's who you're living for now. You don't have to do those things and walk that way anymore. Yes, let them call you weird. Let them call you whatever they want to call you. But the Bible says you are a royal priesthood, a chosen generation.
Yeah.
You know your identity. You know who you are.
Yeah.
Amen. Do you ever see Queen Elizabeth? Do you ever see her looking in a funny way? Every time you see her, she's well dressed, well put together. Amen. You don't read nothing. Bible don't read anything negative about her because she's royalty. Amen. And that's all we ought to be. You know, we royalty, amen. Ought to be well put together.
Yeah.
They can't look like regular people, sound like that. Let them be curious. Let them ask why. Why you don't suffer like us? Why you don't laugh at the things we laugh? But do the things we do. No, because I am now a child of God. I was once that way. But that's not me anymore. The Lord reminds us that this is not all. This is not our home. We're just pilgrims passing through. And we spend our time working so hard. Working, laboring and slaving, night and day, working so hard to buy materialistic things. Amen. To buy these houses that half of them can't even afford. Amen. I can understand how you have Mercedes and parking inside a trailer park. I can never forget that water. It seems like the project is invested in the home. It's better to invest in the home and drive the put-put. You know, to get a better car. Amen. That would seem more like a better investment. Amen. Because the vehicle value depreciates. But the house value increases. So it seems like it's better to, you know, you put the money in the house. Amen. But folks rather want to look like the world, want to look stylish, and buy this really expensive car. Amen. But then you bought it for Sarah Hunt. But just the concept here. But the lawyer kind of show us that, listen. Jesus said, John 14, the book of John, right? The book of John, 14. Tell what the verse says. John 14, the first verse. Let not your heart be troubled. Yeah. You believe in God, believe also in me. Yeah. In my Father's house are many mansions. Yeah. You don't have to worry about the mansions that are here. His is going to be better than this one.
Yeah.
This one's going to run away. His won't. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have not told you. Yeah. I'm going to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. Because where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know the way you know. But watch it. But Thomas said, Lord, we know not whether thou goest. And how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, and you're the I'm the light, see your word. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man coming unto the Father but by me. Jesus is the only way, the truth, and the life. No man coming unto the Father but by me. I don't care who say what. Ain't that no many ways to the Father? Like I hear a lot of celebrities that say, you know, many ways. No, the word says one way. That's through Jesus Christ. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man coming to the Father but by me. No man coming to the Father but by me. He is the way, the only way. You don't have to worry about your mansion on this earth. He's got one of them for you. Amen. You don't want to spend all the dying, all the life, you know, killing yourself and stuff. Amen. Preventing yourself from coming to the house of God. Amen, because we're going to work 50, 40 hours a week. Amen. Jesus got a mansion for you. Amen. He's not giving you all your strength and your energy to waste it on the devil works and the sins of the world and all that. No, he's giving you all that energy so that you can come to his house. Amen. And exert all that energy. Amen. And the prophet said, all the amen, that it's the same people doing the same thing. Amen. We need someone to come dedicated folks. Amen. You know, when you want to do something, you find time to do it. But it's for yourself. But when it's for the house of God, you got a million and one excuses. Amen. You know, I can't come to that. I can't do it. Today's my washing Wednesday. Amen. Or today's the day I gotta stay home, you know, and wash the car. Or to leave the house. You can do it any other time. And God's going to say, you spend that little time. This is all about 2 hours. Or less. Sunday, in this house, it's not even like the church I used to go to. God, the church I used to go to, you need church all day. You get a break, and then start over again at 6 o'clock. We all here for what, 2 hours on Sunday? People watch the clock. lies. Amen. Stop lying, folks. I don't know if I'm saying why, because we're entangled again. In those yokes of bondage. He has freed us of all these things. And so he wants us. He loves us. He desires us. Amen. In my Father's house of that mansion, if it wasn't so, he would have told me.
Yeah.
Great things are being had for you, folks.
Yeah.
Matthew 24 chapter. Go to the last scripture right here. Matthew 24. One second verse. It says, watch, therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord has come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, be ye also ready. For in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. In such an hour, he's coming. Once he says he's going to be like a thief in the night.
Yes.
Amen. We are entangled again. He says, let's pray. He loses some of these things. Amen. He wants us to run in that grace, run for him. Amen. Get rid of those things. Let us not get the way of sin that easily besets us. He says, let's get back to the things that connect us to God in the first place.
Yes.
Like prayer and fasting and seeking his kingdom. Witnessing and sharing the gospel, showing his love. Saints, it's time it's too short. Seek the Lord while he may be found and call upon his name while he is near. Break up those fire grounds. Loose yourself from his word system. Be an entangled again yourself in these worldly things. Let the word see and know that you are a child of God. You belong to him, amen. He is the savior of the world. And in spite of what happened in this world, he is the only hope, the only true Mary, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Lift your hand and give God a praise tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise be the name of the Lord. Thank you. George, just stand, amen. Father, we thank you for your word on tonight. I pray, oh God, that we just had that listening. And it resonated in our spirit. Help us not to be entangled no more, oh God, in these bodies again, oh Father. But be set free, oh God, and to praise and uplift your name. And walk according to the course of this word and the direction in which you call us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Give the Lord some praise. All of us needed that word tonight. Because we're here, but oh, we're here, amen. Or we're just following and keeping the schedule where we check the box where we really here. That was a strong, powerful word there, brother.
Amen.
That's the kind of message I want to come to Sunday and just play it again.
Amen.
Just play it.
Yeah.
For the Lord's God here. Amen. The Lord is good. And all the scriptures that he